It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest-running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
Welcome to Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zack and Dwight McCowan along on the ride home, or if you're listening to the rewind, on your way to work.
That's right.
It is good seeing you again. Been a minute or two.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Between all of the tournaments and spring break, we've managed to miss a couple weeks of you.
Finally back. It's nice to be back. I was wondering, was we going to get back this week or next week? So
I always get you back in time for big basketball stuff.
Correct.
We've got weekend two of the tournament coming up tonight. And by the way, we will have tournament games right here on the Fan 107.9. And I'll say right here because those on ESPN, we're going to leave this program at the top of the hour and get you ready for the Rangers opening day. So we've got baseball on one, we've got basketball on the other, and just in case you're an Arkansas Razorback fan, Arkansas High is playing baseball right now. You can catch them, by the way, over on Real Country. So we got live sports for days today.
Yeah, I know people love the fall because fall is, you know, football season, but to me, this time of the year is usually the best time of sports with things starting to get going and college basketball finishing off and NBA playoffs going in and Major League Baseball starting. It's just a lot. And if you're a golf fan, you got the Masters coming up as well. It's just, you got a lot going on.
We got hockey still going on.
Yes. Oh, and spring football.
We got spring football. Yep. We've got the secondary league. I think next week we actually get the XFL playing.
I think it's this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah, I think it's this weekend, right. Saturday. And then also you got the NFL draft coming up.
Is it getting any better than this?
So this is the best time of the year.
Sports for everybody.
I'm a big boxing fan. Usually got a big fight on Cinco de Mayo, so there's always something going on.
All right, since you threw that out, I had no intention of going there today. Tyson and Jake Paul.
Oh, gosh.
Now, what's it, July, I think?
Yes, in July.
All right. Dallas.
On Netflix.
As you're pricing tickets, because you were looking at tickets to go to the tournament.
I was looking at tickets.
How about tickets to go to Jerry's World for a little boxing?
I would very much pass on going to that.
Wow.
I really want to go to a big fight in Vegas. I was really disappointed I couldn't get out to the Errol Spence-Terrence Crawford fight. I was in the process of moving when that happened. But that's my biggest experience. I want to go to Vegas.
Do a Vegas boxing. Yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. So give me the early pick on Tyson and Paul. Now Tyson's what, 58?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna be more of an exhibition. I think he's picked for a reason. I think he's picked to go in there and to make it a show, but not to knock Jake Paul's head off. So I think it's gonna be one of those type of things. You know, everybody leaves healthy.
So they'll ooh and ah a little bit. There'll be a couple flurries here and there.
Correct.
Paul will probably win.
Yeah, Mike will carry him. I think Mike will carry him.
Mike will carry him for a while.
I mean, he's literally 58 years old.
Right.
So, I mean, geez.
Can't go too long.
No. And the one thing about Jake Paul that people don't understand is the guy actually been fighting for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I actually felt bad for, like, Nate Robinson, those guys who just jumped in to fight him.
Right.
Like, hey, this dude had, like, been training for some years.
Yeah.
Building himself up.
Yeah.
And they didn't know that. And so they, you know, they think, oh, I'm going in with this YouTuber. No, this guy's been fighting and taking punches. And
right.
It's a big deal.
All right.
So I'm not interested in really watching it.
Okay.
But I have Netflix, and I think you can watch it. So if I don't have to pay for it extra, I'll watch it.
It'll be a good indication if Tyson, even at 58, if people care. It's Tyson, and Tyson's name will be a draw, but you wonder what the Netflix numbers are going to look like if they actually care enough to tune in.
I think people would tune in. It's in July, too.
Nothing's going on. Baseball.
Oh, man, people are going to tune in to that. I guarantee you that.
All right. Well, then there's that.
People like a freak show. they do. They might not want to admit
right?
it. They do.
That's why they're tuning in today. They like a freak show. By the way, speaking of, John Bunch is coming on with us at the bottom of the hour, along with James Bramlett. They got big doings coming on. It's a great intro into what's happening because apparently Sugar Ray Leonard's coming to town.
Yes, I saw that. I wish I could find a way to meet one of my favorite fighters.
Yeah.
And, that's awesome. Matter of fact, now that I said it, because again, I'm a big boxing fan. I grew up, my dad, my granddad, we always watched it. And the first fight I ever remember, I can remember like it was yesterday, the buildup was Sugar Ray versus Marvin Hagler.
I can
remember that as a kid. And going to Church's Chicken, having a cup, and I had the cup with Sugar Ray and Marvin on it,
yep.
and the super fight. So obviously that's big big deal with Sugar Ray Leonard coming here to town.
The middleweights became what the heavyweights had been
absolutely.
In the 70s.
Absolutely.
I mean, I grew up with Ali.
Yes.
Ali and Frazier and Ali and Foreman and Ali and Norton. And hate to ever even think about Ali and Holmes and what Ali never should have gotten back in the ring. Spinks. Those should never have happened.
Correct.
But transitioned out of the heavyweights because Tyson really just dominated the thing in the 80s.
Yes.
And moved into the middleweights. And so Hagler and Duran, Leonard.
Yeah, Sugar Ray. You know.
Those guys became Tommy Hearns. Those guys became the stars of the 80s.
And then even Aaron Pryor, you know, was at the 140 division. And then all of a sudden he bled into the 90s with Roy Jones, who was coming up in the 88 Olympics. And so, yeah, that division was the glamour division back then. And so that's pretty cool bringing an all-time great to Texarkana.
I'm excited, and we'll hear from John and James here at the bottom of the hour. They'll hop in studio with us, and we'll talk up what's going to be kind of a big deal for Texarkana.
Absolutely.
As if we don't have a big enough deal going on with the Eclipse in a couple weeks.
For sure. I mean, also another big deal was it Tuesday? I was watching a good baseball game that went on in Texarkana as well. So I know I'm kind of throwing off topic there.
But no, you're not.
That was a really good game. I got home and caught it on YouTube.
I talked to Brandon Wells, who's calling the Arkansas High game tonight, and of course I was at the LEPG game, and the consensus was if you weren't a Hawk fan, disappointed, like you were disappointed in the result, and for me, who's calling LE and as a Leopard fan right now, I wasn't disappointed. I mean, you don't like the end out; you want to win every game,
correct?
But I thought it just sets it up for this thing to even be more intense for the last two. Now, the Leopards, in my mind, have to win the next one.
Yes.
They've got to win the one over at Markham, and it sets up the final game of the year being, you would expect, for the district championship.
Well, I mean, for one, what I learned here coaching in that city rivalry game is things happen. So the biggest thing you want to do is you want to hold home court or home field. So you want to win at your field. And that's what they did. They won at their field.
Yep.
You know, their job, Ellie's, try to go back and win it at home again and see can they do that. Obviously, going to be a big crowd. And so, I mean, if I was a Leopard fan, I wouldn't be the end of the world. It's a good game against two good teams, and you didn't come out on top this time. But get your chance in a couple weeks again and do it again, though.
Amen. And Texas High, by the way, we don't have the game on the radio tonight because we mentioned we've got tournament games on one station and the Rangers on the other. And so tonight we don't have the opportunity to bring you the Texas High game, but the Tigers are in action tonight as well at 7 o'clock. They're at home finally after just a horrific, weird series of events that kind of cost them a couple of home games because of the weather. They started, I think, a 7-game homestand, I was told.
I saw that.
And they begin it tonight. So if you are a baseball fan and it's too late to go to the Arkansas High game, you can hop over to Tiger Field over on Texas High's campus because Pine Tree's coming in.
Oh, that's a good game for them to play. Yeah. Right, yeah, that's a good way to get your homestand start off against Pine Tree. I was going to say, hopefully they're playing Pine Tree or Tyler High. That's a good way.
I think I have Tyler Tuesday.
Oh, that's a great back-to-back two games.
They've
got going.
They had the tough part of the district at the beginning with Hallsville, Longview, Marshall, White House. Now they're on the back end of that with Mount Pleasant and Pine Tree and Tyler before they roll back around. But all those teams I mentioned just a minute ago are all going to be at Texas High as part of this homestand. So they got a real good chance to make up a little ground, get themselves back into a serious conversation about a playoff spot. And tell you what, you can run off 7 wins in a row at home.
Absolutely.
You might be talking about district championship.
For sure, you're probably going to run off 2 in a row right now against Pine Tree.
Better.
You would hope so against Pine Tree and Tyler. I
mean, well, we said that, and they lost to Tyler last year. Tyler had a hot pitcher last year.
That was I saw him when I was at Palestine.
Yep.
That was one guy, and that kid could bring it. He was a senior, though. So,
yep.
And I kind of took a glimpse at Tyler the other night when I was leaving in Marshall, and that's not going to happen. That won't happen.
See, you're putting all that out there.
I'm putting it out there.
And then you're going to have one kid who ends up having the game of his career.
That's how much confidence I got in Texas. They're not losing
all
that
game. We can live with all that.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, we got tournament stuff tonight. You and I were talking off the air in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Pretty good matchups in Dallas tonight. We'll get a regional final on Saturday.
They're Friday.
Excuse me. They will have the final on
Sunday,
on Easter Sunday. We'll get the final out of Dallas. Duke, Houston, Marquette, North Carolina State.
That's a good one.
Now, did you do a bracket?
Actually, I did not do a bracket this year. The last day of it, I was at a track meet, unfortunately, and I did not get my bracket in this time.
You hold up a race to do your bracket. You guys just wait a minute. I got to finish this bracket.
I was probably talking to a bunch of coaches out there.
That's
all I was doing. Anyway.
You weren't conducting a race.
No, I was just
out there hobnobbing.
I was a professional bus driver then talking to all the coaches.
Then you had time to do a bracket.
I did. I just didn't get it done.
If you were doing a bracket, who would you have picked?
To win it all?
Yeah.
Houston.
Okay. All right. I got UConn beating Houston.
Yeah, that's the matchup that I want to see.
UConn-Houston?
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous on Sunday night as I watched Houston fizzle away a 12-point lead in about a minute and 25, 30 seconds. I was wondering, man, I bet Jeff Wright's having a heart attack right now.
You coach for a long time. Have you been in a game like that where it's at the end and you think this thing's salted away and then it's not?
I've never been on the end where not that end where we're up. I've been on the opposite end where we cut it down.
All right.
Yeah, I've never been on that. I would probably have a panic attack because they were just taking terrible shots and not hitting free throws.
No. And speaking of that, speaking of that, the one that got me the other day, it was in the SEC tournament, was the women where Tennessee is standing on the free throw line with a 2-point lead and 4.5 seconds left to play.
I have no idea why she did that. I
can
see the coach.
Can't make either free throw. Mm-hmm. You've watched it, right?
Yes.
Those were the worst free throw attempts I've seen in a long time. From big girls, if you watch, are big players, big guys too. Yeah. Oftentimes they struggle from the free throw line. Great. It's not a shot they normally are taking. They're either in closer or they're out deeper. They're not taking a 15-footer.
Well, their hands are so big.
Their hands are so big. They've got it in their head. They can't make the – whatever it is, I can see where bigger players have that struggle. But it's almost unforgivable to watch a guard go to the free throw line, and her entire demeanor at the line was about the worst I've ever seen. There was no hesitation about, all right, I'm going to take a deep breath.
Great.
I'm going to get my breathing. I'm going to get my shot up where I need it above my eye level. It almost felt like one dribble, throw it up. And it was, you miss the first one, you're like, all right, well,
yeah.
She got the range now. She missed the first, and she shot the second the exact same way. And if you're Tennessee's coach, you got to be thinking, we're about to give this away.
Yeah.
And then they don't play defense. With a second and a 1.1 seconds left, they play zero defense and give away an open three for a game winner.
Leo, but she won't shoot that. Yeah, yes, she did.
There's no time to do anything else.
I call it the Nick Anderson syndrome on the free throw line, the 95 NBA Finals when Nick Anderson just four free throws. And so you can see it. Usually you can see it in the kid's eyes or player's eyes like, they won't know.
I don't want this ball right here. And that's kind of what she looked like.
You know, I'm always big on, hey, no matter what happens, if my best player gets the ball, my best free throw shooter, you don't pass the ball.
No.
Either you catch the ball and stand on near the out-of-bounds line and hold the ball out of bounds. So if they slap it out, it goes out. If not, you're foul, you're shooting. Do not pass the ball.
Right.
And if you pass the ball, I may cut you at the end of this game. But
or at least make you run a lot.
Yeah. Like, hey, don't pass the ball. So the part defensively that I didn't understand was just why not watch you back up? You already know, hey, we switch every screen, no back cuts, and just put a hand up in the face.
And they had a foul to give yet. They still had a foul to give with 1 second left. I don't know that I'm not grabbing somebody. Well, as soon as they catch the ball, you don't want to be intentional.
Correct.
But you want to be slapping at the ball. With 1 second left, you put it into a fraction where it's not even a catch and shoot.
Well, I don't even let people shoot threes anymore. So if we're up three, I'm telling the referee before the ball goes, hey, we're going to foul. We're going to go for the ball.
Right.
I'm letting you know this now so you don't get faked out.
Right.
It's on the floor. So I do that anyway.
Right.
So you're going to hit two free throws and tip it out. So that's what I would have done as well. I see a lot of older coaches who are afraid to do that.
Right.
And, you know, they're afraid
to be a 4-point play. Yeah, she'll make it and hit the free throw, and then I'm going
to
lose.
All my years, I've never had that happen to me before, knock on wood.
Right.
And so that's what I would have done as well. I was just surprised that they backed off of her. I just couldn't believe that. Like, at least put a hand in her face.
It's easy to criticize coaches. Not trying to criticize coaches here, but it felt like a guard on the line and a couple of coaches' decisions cost them an SEC championship berth for 100%. Tennessee. All right, we got to take a break. It's about 15 minutes after 5 o'clock. A reminder, we got John Bunch, James Bramlett coming in here in about 15 minutes, so you stick around for them. It's Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zack, Dwight McCowan. You're on The Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
The venue has been picked, the food is sorted, and if Fabe's mobile DJ service is part of your next event, everyone's gonna love it. Forget the rest, you need the best, and Fabe's pretty darn good. Fabe's mobile DJ service diary always fills fast, so call today to secure the local legend with an amazing ability to turn any event into a memorable occasion. Fabe's mobile DJ service, 903-748-7374, or find her on Facebook. Fabe's mobile DJ service makes any event better.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All right, it's about 19 minutes after the hour. Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zack, Dwight McCowan. We got a tournament coming up in a little bit on The Fan. We've got the Rangers opening day today. Cubs are in Arlington. Nathan Eovaldi's going to be on the hill defending their World Series title. Yeah, I've been to one opening day in my life, which was at Arlington Stadium against the Cubs. Problem was, was it the new stadium? No, I think it may have been the old stadium. All I know is that they struggled to get enough people on hand to actually handle an opening day crowd. We actually didn't get into the ballpark until the third inning, and we had been there long before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was an indictment about the Rangers' operation back then. They've firmed it up now, and I think they get, you know, you're going to expect big numbers. Cubs coming. They didn't expect a big crowd with the Cubs, which made no sense.
Makes no sense, yeah.
I mean, the Cubs don't come here but once every couple of years.
Yeah, with a historical franchise like that, and, you know, what the Rangers are now, of course.
Yeah.
And it's opening day. Everybody's excited.
Yes.
You know, everybody has a chance. You know, everybody feels they have a chance. So, of course, I mean, my plan is already, I'm trying to look at the schedule right now. Just make me some plans for some tickets myself.
See?
Because they got a dome now.
I'm hoping we're going to have some tickets to give away. Or now that we're an affiliate, we ought to be getting in. And typically what the Rangers will do is they'll set up a fan fest kind of thing where we'll get a bus here. And probably 2-3 times a year, we'll be able to take folks on the bus and take them to a Ranger game, all expenses paid for by the Rangers and the station.
Oh, that's awesome.
That would be amazing to be able to do. They've done that for years. And, of course, we have a new relationship with them, so we're hoping we'll be able to do the same thing they've done in the past here, which would be great. If you're a Ranger fan, we're so happy to be able to keep the Rangers in town where you can hear them. We know there's issues with TV contracts for the Rangers.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of the reason why guys like Jordan Montgomery didn't get re-signed. They didn't spend a ton of money because they didn't know what their money situation is going to look like. And that puts defending the title in a little bit of jeopardy because you don't have the arms you had.
It's just a mess. That mess with the TV deal stuff with those guys is just – it's messing up not only the Rangers, just multiple things in this area for us as sports fans. And so we hope that gets fixed, first of all.
Right.
Like, my gosh, get it fixed. Second, you know, I still feel like, obviously they got a great chance. You know, obviously it's not going to be the same. And they got the target on their back now. And, you know, Houston's coming back at them and things like that. But, you know, I actually saw a Rangers fan yesterday morning. I was at the gas station and had his hat on. And I was like, hey, man, is it going to be back-to-back? And he gave me a wink. You know it. We're going back-to-back.
So, right.
Hey, I like the confidence.
I love the confidence. If you're a Ranger fan, though, you know how hard getting one was.
Oh, yeah.
You want to have two, but you know how hard one. You got to relish one for as long as you can. We're into the new one now. The old one doesn't matter. It's beginning at 6:30 tonight. We start the new season. But back-to-back's a big ask.
It's huge.
Yeah.
But, again, if you'd have asked me, I don't know, about 20 years ago, what I thought in my lifetime I would see the Rangers win the World Series, I'd be like, no, not a chance. So, one's great. That's awesome. So, you're happy for them and for the fans. Obviously, I'm not really a fan of them. I just want to go watch some baseball.
Sure.
In an indoor stadium.
You know, in the American League this year, it's an open league, I think. The Astros are probably a little weaker than they've been.
Mm-hmm.
Mariners may be a little stronger than they've been.
I just can't never trust the Mariners.
I don't trust them, but I'm just saying, if we're looking at the league, in the Central, I'm not sold on anybody. I Cleveland's young and upcoming, and I get it, but they still got to put it together. And in the East, Baltimore won 100 games a year ago out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
They've made some additions to add pitching to that rotation. Corbin Burns got the start today. Went 6 innings, gave up a home run. That's the only hit he gave up. Didn't walk anybody and struck out 11. If that's the one for the Orioles now, a thing they really didn't have last year, and you add him to that rotation, Baltimore's going to be tough. I don't trust the Yankees.
And they just probably lost their ace for.
Yeah, Cole's out 60 day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't know how long he's going to be out. The Red Sox, that thing is just. That's a
train mess.
I mean, which I love it because I'm not a Ranger. I'm not a Red Sox fan at all. So I'm enjoying watching that misery. So it's there. But again, it's one of those things too in sports. You say it all the time: is can you stay healthy too? That's the key. That takes a lot of luck. Just can you stay healthy over 162 games?
Can you stay healthy? Can you get some pitching back? They've got guys that are, didn't get to throw last year. You're hoping you're going to get them back this year, and at the end of the day, you're going to be in a short series.
Yes.
Probably a couple of them. Can your pitching hold up? Montgomery threw great against the Astros in the ALCS a year ago. He's not there. You got to find somebody that's going to eat innings, especially in the short series at the end. But it looks like the National. I mean, the Dodgers just look stupid good. Add Ohtani to that lineup. Add Glasgow to the rotation, who got the start today, and he got the win today for Los Angeles.
Man, the Dodgers have burnt me too many times, though. It's like, man, they're so loaded, and then all of a sudden they get to October, and they just forget it. It's like they remind me of the Braves of the 90s.
Yeah.
Where it's like, dude, what happened? And they just they picked the worst time to play the worst four games of the season.
Can't
right
finish.
There and done.
Yep.
So, you know, obviously the Dodgers are loaded.
Braves are loaded.
Yeah, man, those guys, man, that's a very well organization right there.
Diamondbacks are better. They added Montgomery to their team.
With that great run that they had, you would see if they can carry the momentum.
I don't know if they can be back.
I just don't know. Sometimes baseball to me is one of those sports too where I don't feel like they carry the momentum as other sports do as well. Like they can have a good run and all of a sudden you look up in July and they're selling off all their pieces and they're just hanging it up.
Yep.
And then
that's right. Franchises by July have made the decision.
Yeah.
This year's a success or this year's a failure, and we're moving on to reset.
And so,
which no other sport does.
Yeah, which is still blows my mind that they just we're done. Reset it right here.
That's right.
We're going to start this thing over, sell off all our pieces. Like, whoa.
Back to basketball for a minute before we give up the mic to Bunch and Bramlett. The Warriors last night, barely hanging in a play-in spot. The year they've had, and Draymond, again last night, 3.5 minutes into a game, wasn't even called for a foul on the play. Just complained about a foul and then complained some more and then said the magic words that get you thrown out.
Correct.
Two texts later, he's done. I'm just at a loss. I'm at a loss how you put any of your future into Draymond Green's hands.
Well, that was why I was so irritated when they suspended him for the amount of games they did, because I was like, that guy did not learn his lesson.
No.
I'm saying when he did what he did, like that's indefinite. Like I'm talking about 50 games at least, because that guy there, he is who he is. And so you can finally see the frustration of the Warriors. You know, they probably have some conversations behind closed scenes, you know, but you want to present a united front up front. But that guy right there is just a total meltdown every time. And you can't depend on him.
Nope.
And obviously, you know, the Warriors aren't what they are. They're like that. They're the 40, 45-year-old guy that's at the park playing, and he'll come out and he'll have a good game against you every once in a while. But those young guys will come out and run you off the floor.
Right,
that's what they are. They're small, they're older, and they can't defend. So and Houston may just catch them and knock them out anyway.
Yep.
Just, to me, that may be the better way to go for them, is instead of getting off in the play-in game and getting crushed by somebody else.
So if we don't get into a playoff game in Golden State, do you say tear it down? You don't want to get rid of Steph because you want him to finish his career there.
I think that's why Joe Lacob left, because I didn't think he wanted to be the guy to tear it down.
Yeah.
He saw what was coming, and you did. You know, to me, you should have did it right after they won it. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but that was a miracle run. They won it. That was great. Hey, that was your last hurrah. Hey, let's go ahead and – hey, Draymond, we're going to go ahead and trade you off.
Yep.
Clay. Now, with Clay, that expiration date is past due, so I don't think you're going to get what you could have got for him. You can't get what you're going to get for Wiggins. And I think that's why Joe Lacob left, was like, hey, man, I can't do what I need to do here, so I'm going to go ahead and get on out of here. I think that's what happened.
You know, this has been a nice run. They've had a half dozen years where they've been, if not the best, at least in the conversation, of the best franchise in the league for the last 5 or 6 years. I'll go back to the end of the Jordan run in Chicago, where the pressure started to get on, like, this is the last dance. Mm-hmm. This is it. We know Pippen's getting on in age. We know Jordan's getting on in age. Rodman's old now. I mean, at the point of that second three-peat, having to make the decision about where do we go with this now? Because if we hang on to this a whole lot longer, this is going to bottom out, and we don't want to bottom out.
Yeah, I mean, to me, and this is where the myth of Michael Jordan, it kind of got helped, is when they won it again, the last time against Utah, because the Pacers was a better team. The Pacers were better than them and just didn't catch a break in game 7 and lost. If they would have brought it back the next year, the Pacers would have hammered those
guys.
Like, they would have drilled them. And so as mad as they give the Bulls their, you know, they hammer the Bulls front office for it, they did the right thing. That thing was over with.
Right.
You know, they were running on fumes. They got the best. They got all they could get out of it, and it's time to move on. You know, and you hate to say that, but that's just what it is. An objective person can see that.
I heard today a stat. It's been 25 years now since Jordan was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They've been to the playoffs 12 years in the 25, which is not bad.
Not bad.
They've won 5 series in the 25 years since Jordan was you know, last year in Chicago, they've won five series in the 25 years since he's been gone, and they have been nowhere close to sniffing an NBA title.
Well, winning NBA championships hard anyway, and so I mean, even if you go look at let's use the Celtics as an example, who's been, you know, right now lately been really consistent going to the conference finals. But I'm 40 years old. In my lifetime, they've won three NBA championships.
Right.
They won three.
Right.
The last one before 2008 was 1986 when I was 3 years old.
That's right.
So even you the most well-run organizations, it's hard to win them. And so people act like, oh, you know, you just go, let's just go do this and go win six in a row. Let's go win six. Like, no, man.
Nobody's
like,
winning six in a row.
You have to get some luck. Things have to bounce your way. I mean, the Warriors had a run where they went 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
Then Kevin Durant ended up leaving. And then they had some injuries. They started getting older. They caught fire in 2021 and won it in 2022. But then that was their last run. So to win four in almost a decade,
right.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you gotta respect that. I mean, the Spurs to me probably did it the best, how they preserved that run for 20 years.
Yep.
That was impressive how they did it. More impressive than what the Bulls did.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest with you. And they stretched it out and got five in 20-some years, and that was impressive.
It helps when you get two number one draft choices.
That always helps.
That's a pretty good thing.
We have an all-time great like Tim Duncan.
That's right. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come right back. It's about 29 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the yard. Chuck Zack, Dwight McCowan. Quick timeout. We're coming right back. John Bunch, James Bramlett to join us next. Here on Leaving the Yard.
Bunny is coming to town with a wheelbarrow full of chocolate. It's true. We've filled a wheelbarrow with Easter candy for you to win. Just scan the QR code at a participating sponsor.
Places like Bows and Bros Boutique, 2824 Richmond Road, West Street Home and Auto in New Boston, and OK Dog, 2700 Richmond Road in Texarkana.
We'll draw the winner on Good Friday. And yes, you get the wheelbarrow too. From Texarkana's local sports leader, 107.9 The Fan. All sports, all the time.
I'm Dr. Miller, a dentist and a volunteer for Dental Lifeline Network. DLN is a nonprofit that has helped me literally change the lives of people in my community through the donated dental services program. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need each year. If you're a dentist or know a dentist, please share this information. Like me, they can make a real difference in someone's life. DLN makes it easy.
Go to willyouseeone.org to learn more. That's willyouseeone.org.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now,
here's the four states weather forecast
from 107.9 The Fan.
It'll be clear tonight with a low of 47. Sunny tomorrow, high of 77. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low of 55. Partly sunny Saturday, high of 80. And Easter Sunday, cloudy at the high of 79. Scan the QR code at a participating sponsor and enter to win a wheelbarrow full of Easter chocolate from us.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
All righty, welcome back. We got 25 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zack, Dwight McCown. We're moving Dwight off of a mic for a few minutes because the tag team combination of John Bunch and James Bramlett are in here. We are we're upping our credibility factor by a factor of probably 5 or 6 anyway. You know, I mean, I don't know about the good looking factor, but the credibility factor is higher now anyway. It's good to see you guys, as always. John, I haven't seen you in a minute. We've seen you in here a little bit ago,
yes,
Mr. Mayor, but it's good to see you again. Yeah. And you guys hit me up out of the blue about some exciting things. And so rather than me screwing it up and getting it wrong, I'll let you introduce exactly what's going on here because this is pretty exciting.
Well, I'll start. Our friends at Farmers Bank and Trust have been very generous with us the last several years in setting up what's called the Farmers Bank Foundation Distinguished Speaker Series.
Yep.
And we've had a number of, you know, very high profile speakers come in, and it helps us raise money for scholarships for local students,
yep,
who are graduating from UA Hope Texarkana or Texarkana College and want to finish their bachelor's degree at A&M Texarkana. So this year we've got another exciting event. We've got Sugar Ray Leonard, who is scheduled to be here on April the 11th, and we're excited about that. It's, you know, the evening's going to start off with a meet and greet at Farmers, where you can come through and meet him, get your picture taken with him, and
okay,
it's just a nice time to kind of just hang out and socialize with some folks and meet whoever the speaker is, and then we'll move over to the convention center for the actual dinner and the speaking part.
Nice.
It's always a great time, and we raise a lot of money for scholarships.
Now, when you threw the name out very casually, I'm jazzed by hearing Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, Dwight and I were talking about it the first part of the program. You know, I was a guy that grew up in the 70s watching heavyweight boxing and transitioned to the middleweights in the 80s because the heavyweights in the 80s were just not very good. And so when you start throwing around Sugar Ray Leonard's name, I'm like, wait a minute now. I'm very much tuned into Sugar Ray's career, the Olympic part of it, the potential loss of the eye, his ability to see thanks to it. And so I'm very excited. So I got to know, how'd you get him? How did this work?
Man, you know, every year when this thing's finished, you know, the next week, the A&M team and my team start planning for the next year.
Right.
And we wanted something different. And, you know, we've had, you know, Ben Stein, astronaut Scott Kelly,
yep,
Terry Bradshaw last year, sold out last year, 500 seats.
Wow.
And we're like, the whole sports thing really just brings a whole different element to people because Scott Kelly was great, Ben Stein was great, but, man, sports, we sold out.
Right.
And so, like, let's figure out another sports figure. So we started doing the research trying to see who we could tag for the coming year. And so we were fortunate enough to have – Sugar Ray Leonard on our short list.
Right.
And made the contacts, got him here, got him to confirm. He's done a little podcast with A&M to put it out there that he's coming. You know, 1976 Olympic champion.
Yep. Montreal.
And that was the year that they said, even to this day, almost 50 years later, the best Olympic team we probably ever had.
Yep.
And the fact that he thought whenever he won his gold medal, and he walked away. He said, "I just fought my last fight."
Yeah.
And then things changed. He got back in the ring.
Yeah, somebody waves money in front of you.
Well,
yeah,
he had to help support his family,
right?
Because his dad got hurt, his mom had a heart attack, and he had to do something to help support his family.
Yep.
And he had a young son, and so he got back in the ring, and the rest is history.
Yeah,
which is really cool.
It really
is. He thought he wasn't going to fight anymore after he won his Olympic gold medal. And here he is.
He didn't just fight a little bit more either.
Yeah,
he fought a lot more.
A lot.
I was, I, you know, I'm a little bit,
younger. I was four during those Olympics, so I don't remember that.
Wow. But, okay.
Sugar Ray and I are the same age.
Yeah. All right. So listen to Mr. Baby over here.
But, I'm doing the research on him and looking into him a little bit. I was not aware that he had won championships at five different weight levels.
Yep.
That's impressive. Huge. That takes. I mean, you're talking about longevity and so much work to compete at those different classifications. It's impressive.
Well, you're fluctuating your weight up and down, and you're fighting guys who are slotted into their weight where they're comfortable, and you're going, especially going up.
Yeah.
You're going to put on weight to all, if you're comfortable at, 145, and all of a sudden you're going to go to 156,
yeah.
And I got to put on 10 pounds to fight a guy who's comfortable in that weight class. That, you're right. That's a heck of an undertaking to try to do and to get good enough at it where you can win. I know most guys are going to go, boxing's boxing. It doesn't matter. 10 pounds weight difference is a big deal.
Yeah. I'm
watching a video the other day of some guy that's fighting a guy, just a street fight kind of thing, way out of his weight class, and people are like, yep, weight matters.
Yeah.
If you get in a fight, weight matters. Yeah. Anyway, so are we sold out again for this one, or can we still get tickets to go to this?
No, we still have tickets
available. That's what I'm hoping for here.
So, the event at the bank where you get to personally meet him.
Yes.
Get a picture taken, signed autograph. That's really cool. So those tickets are $125.
Okay.
And then if you want both events, to come to the bank one-on-one and then come to the convention center and eat dinner and hear him put on his presentation, which I've heard and I've watched some of the videos.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
All right.
It's another $125.
Okay.
So for $250, you get the whole thing.
Right.
So $12.50 if you just want to come to the convention center and eat dinner for a table of 10.
Sure.
Or just both events, it's $2,500.
Okay.
For a table of 10.
For a table of 10, yeah.
Yeah, we've got some tables left as well.
So, okay, excellent. So I'm going to go back and ask you about the meet and greet kind of thing. So I'm sitting at home. I'm in my car listening to this. I got a young kid. I'd love to have this picture with Sugar. Do I have to pay for two tickets for him to go to, my kid to go?
I think we can make that work out.
All right. So for the adults, it's going to be a $125 deal. All right. I'm trying to help the listener out there.
Why not? I mean, of course, if he's 17 or 18.
Yeah, no,
but,
no,
you know,
no,
if he's
no,
five
no.
Or
you're,
six
yeah,
or
you're
whatever,
underage kid. Look,
yeah, we can make that work.
Okay.
Of course, we've got 10 pair of boxing gloves that we're going to have signed by Sugar Ray. And he was always red and white colors.
Right.
His trunks,
right.
His gloves, and his cape. And so we're getting those signed by him to auction off for the event to raise money for A&M. But just to have a pair of those signed by him and in a shadow box would be so cool.
If you got a man cave.
Yes.
Now, you when we came on here, you're like motorcycle racing,
powerlifting. Yeah, that's me.
If you're a guy with a boxing, wrestling, whatever man cave – and you're telling me I can hang a pair of Sugar Ray Leonard signed gloves in my man.
Yeah.
Now I'm losing my mind over that.
Oh, yeah.
So what's it going to take to get me a pair of those gloves? I don't mean me personally, but if I'm a listener.
Just come to
It's an auction.
Yeah, it's an auction. Just come to the event.
Okay.
And, we're going to have, I guess, a live auction
silent
auction,
oh,
too.
Both.
I'm not really sure. Leanne's kind of helping manage that with Candace on our team.
Right. So when the women let us know, we'll know what's going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
just
okay.
Like last year, we had four Terry Bradshaw footballs that were auctioned off.
Okay.
And I actually bought one of those.
Did you?
Because Terry was the guy back in my day when I was a kid growing up. And, of course, I want to make sure that Trey, my grandson,
has
that.
A football,
because it's going to be pretty cool when he grows up since JW was a coach at Pleasant Grove for all those years.
Right.
It's just a good tie-in. So I'm trying to think about cool things to leave for the next generation to have.
Excellent.
To carry on the tradition of history.
All right, so April the 11th is the date.
Yep.
All right, so we've got the meet and greet first at the bank, the banquet, then over at the fairgrounds.
No,
at the college.
Texas Convention Center.
I'll get it right.
Yeah.
Texarkana, Texas Convention Center. Hello, thank you for keeping
that's
me straight on it.
Yeah.
And we want to remind folks again, if you're interested and you're listening and driving, what do they have to do?
All they've got to do, John, you've got the A&M website.
They can get the website. It's tamut.edu/farmers.
Okay.
They can go right to it. You can pick from any of the levels that James mentioned. There's tables of 10, a couple
perfect.
Of different levels of that, and both levels of tickets that you can purchase. And, the meet and greet is pretty neat. It's fairly quick. You don't spend a lot of time with them, but they do have a minute or so to kind of visit and say hi to kids and stuff like that. And they will have someone there that will snap a picture, and they take care of the autographs. and they'll ship them back to us, and we'll mail them to the people. So you'll get an autographed photo of you and Sugar Ray Leonard.
I'm assuming you're going to do some pictures, yes?
Not that. No, I'll have cameras, and I'll be roaming around.
I was going to say, you say they'll have somebody there take pictures. I'm looking at you.
Not for that.
Not for you.
And here's the cool thing. So the first year, we raised about $20,000-something. I don't hold me to the exact number.
Sure.
But it was in the mid-20s. Then year before last, when Scott Kelly came, we raised about $43,000. This past year that we just made the awards, we raised like $73,000. Yeah. So we're really hoping we can hit $100,000. That we made that big a jump from 40 something to almost 80, that we can make that other little jump, another 25% or so, to get to $100,000 for all those kids to be able to continue their education from TC or UAHT to go to A&M University and graduate with a degree.
You know, I teach at a high school where I'm talking to kids all the time about the value of college. It's an expensive undertaking. You go off to the big university wherever. It's a very, very you're taking out a loan, or you've got the money already in your pocket. To be able to tell kids you can get a 4-year education here, you can get a darn good education here, you can get some financial help to get that education here by what you guys are doing. I know it's not at Big State U, but I tell you what, at the end of the day, you got a degree and you're getting
going.
All
the time, though.
Yep.
Yeah, the best is yet to come from A&M University of Texarkana.
I know.
Look at our sports programs we've got now.
Yes, and the fact we're getting construction out there finally for baseball, softball, et cetera. We had Galvan in here a couple weeks ago, and it's amazing, and we love the progression. And
10 years ago, we didn't have anything in sports.
Imagine 10 years from now?
Oh, it's going to be awesome, Chuck. I mean,
we're going to be D1, aren't we?
That might be
my dream too big. It's too big of a dream.
No, it's not too big a dream.
I think big.
College Station A&M was nothing at one point.
That's true.
60, 70 years ago, nothing.
All right.
Barry Telford told me that when we had this whole A&M dream coming out to the campus, all this great information. Barry Telford told me, said, James, don't get discouraged because at one time, A&M and College Station was about 4,000 kids total.
Yeah, D2 is on the horizon.
Okay.
So that's definitely.
So don't go D1 in my head just yet. Not yet. This Eagles-Longhorns game I got to hold off on a little bit.
Not quite.
All right. Well, I'm thinking.
Maybe. I probably won't see it in my lifetime, but somebody will hopefully.
Yeah.
The great thing about this particular program that Farmers puts on is that these scholarships are for Texarkana. They're predominantly people who are from this area.
Right.
These are students who have gone to UAHT or to Texarkana College, and we're trying to keep that talent here.
Right.
And raising money for scholarships like this with Farmers that keeps those students here. They don't have to go off to earn that degree. They're able to do it here with some financial assistance from the Farmers Scholarship is really, really a big deal.
And you're bringing a cool thing in with Sugar Ray Leonard. John Bunch, James Ramlett, thank you so much for coming by.
Appreciate it.
Can I tell my wife?
You better tell her.
Kathy, because she listens to your show every
day.
I
knew she was a smart woman.
She didn't even know
woman.
I was going to be on here today until I texted her a while ago.
Right.
So to Kathy, my daughter-in-law Martha, to JW, and Trey, just want to say hi to you guys.
There you go. Because
I know they're listening.
Shout outs. It's the best part of doing this.
Yeah.
You got anybody, John?
You're going to get me in trouble. My wife's working in a restaurant, so she's not tuned in right now.
But if she goes back and listens to the
Jennifer.
There you go. All that's happened.
There you go.
We're done for the segment. We'll take a break. Dwight's coming back in. Guys, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks, Chuck.
We'll take a quick time out. We're coming right back. Leaving the yard here on The Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the bush light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch Bushlight Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking to cruise in your dream car or give your home a fancy makeover this year? Well, buckle up because we've got the keys to help you make it happen. If you're a go-getter who loves smashing goals and building connections, come hop on board our marketing team. Get ready for a wild ride with limitless earning opportunities, awesome vibes, paid time off, and sweet benefits. Rev up your career by sending your resume to ajones@localfirstmediagroup.com. We're an equal opportunity employer.
I was taking shot after shot, got in the car, and just started driving. Saw those red and blue lights, and I knew I was going to jail. I've had to spend a couple grand for a lawyer. I wasn't able to find a decent job for 4 years from one DWI. I could have got on the road and killed somebody. You can always think of a better option. Just don't drink and drive. It's not worth it.
Drinking and driving isn't worth the cost. Get a sober ride. Sponsored by TxDOT.
Looking for a taste of home? Head over to Big Mama's Boys Crockpot, where they're serving up comfort on a plate with 14 mouth-watering entrees and 10 delicious sides cooked fresh daily. Every bite brings you back to the heart of soul food. From slow-cooked perfection to scratch-made desserts just like Mama used to make, they're open Tuesday through Sunday, 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with delivery available. Big Mama's Boys Crockpot, country cooking for country folks. Visit them at 1313 East 9th Street and let them bring the soul back in your meal.
When the closets are too small, the backyard is uninviting, the cabinets are outdated, and the sink and the bathtub are aqua blue, it's time to call Victor Home Remodeling. With over 15 years of experience, Victor offers room renovations, patios, cabinetry, bathroom remodels, flooring, painting, roofing, and more. Call 903-306-7495 or visit VictorHomeRemodelingTX.com. Quality craftsmanship at a fair price. Trust Victor to turn your home into a dream home.
Why wait for your tax refund money when you can get a refund advance loan up to $3,500 today? The best part, it's interest-free. Visit your local family-owned H&R Block office. For a limited time, when you file your return with us, you could be eligible for a refund advance up to $3,500.
Get your money today, interest-free, at H&R Block in Atlanta, New Boston, or Hughes Springs.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Leaving the Yard live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
Alrighty, welcome back. About 8 minutes till the top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Dwight McCowan, as we get Dwight back in a chair and on the mic.
Yeah, I'm happy to see my good friend, JW's dad, Mr. Bramlett, always a good friend of mine, and it was cool to listen to him talk about one of my favorite boxers in Sugar Ray Leonard, so it was awesome.
Well, and it's a big deal. It's, to me, like the Live United Bowl. Yeah. It's guys who are doing things that are kind of labors of love that they're doing to try to make the community better.
For the community, absolutely.
You know, whether it's this kind of thing, whether it's the football game, we can go on and on with different community things. Correct. That make it better for the folks that live in the town we live in. We're going to give them time on the air. And we're going to do whatever we can to help them sell tickets and to just have more kids have chances to continue their education when they get out of high school.
And this is our community, and we want to do what we can to make it better for these kids coming up, too.
Exactly right. All right, we remind you a couple things going on. Arkansas High is playing right now. If you missed the beginning of that, you can still flip over when we get done over on Real Country. You can stick around here on The Fan for the tournament. We'll have tournament games beginning at, I believe, 6 o'clock. It may be 6:30. But we'll have the first of the four games today that are going on. Arizona and Clemson are tonight, along with UConn San Diego State, which is a great matchup.
Really good.
Alabama, North Carolina, Illinois, Iowa State are all tonight. You'll get those on The Fan 107.9. And for baseball guys, Rangers finally, after what seems like forever since their last game, even though it's been the shortest time we've ever had as a Ranger fan. The Rangers are back in action tonight, opening day. Cubs over in Arlington. We'll have that one starting for you over on 105.9. So you got lots of things to choose from. Tomorrow night, Liberty Isle baseball. We'll be over at Markham Park as the Leopards take on Sulphur Springs. That's a 7 o'clock start time. And then Saturday, we've got a 3 o'clock ball game for Liberty Isle as they will be on the road taking on North Lamar Saturday at 3 o'clock. So we've got a couple of more baseball games. And for Tiger fans, while we can't get the game on for you tonight, we'll be back on the air with Texas High next Tuesday as they've got a 7 o'clock start time. So
chock full
with Tyler coming in. That's right, we got a lot of Tiger baseball coming up as well as the Leopards and the Razorbacks, so you're looking for them, we've got them.
Hey, it's just that time of the year again. Like I said earlier, it's that time of the year.
Yep.
Best time of the year if you're a sports fan.
Does not look good for the Astros at the moment. They're in the ninth now, and last score I had them trailing the Yankees. I think 5-4 was the score, so opening day may not be good for Houston. But if you're a Ranger fan, you're like, good.
Yeah.
They're 0-1, then we'll be 1-0. Bye-bye, Astros.
They're not going 162-0.
You say that. But on opening day, everybody, half the teams think they're going to be 162-0 by the end of the day.
Hey, everybody's feeling it's their year.
That's
it
right.
Their year.
That's exactly it. All right, moving on, a couple other things. Kansas City Chiefs made a signing today. I don't know if you saw this or not.
I did not see it.
The NFL is opening up a 17th spot on their practice squad to sign international players. The Chiefs today signed a rugby player.
Okay. I mean, it's not a bad
idea. Who they think has some potential to play maybe running back, maybe receiver, if they can get him up to speed on the NFL and playing against NFL-type competition.
Okay, so see, my experience of coaching really good teams, you can do things like this.
That's right.
Because when you have a lot of talent, it doesn't really matter. Hey, man, let's take a chance on this kid.
Let's
take a flyer on him. And if it doesn't work, we're still good anyway.
That's right.
There's no harm, no foul. So, absolutely. I mean, why not take a chance at it? You know, obviously, it won't hurt the salary cap. You know, you get a chance to develop them and see what you got.
That's it.
To me, that's what the NFL really needs is a developmental league, like an NBA D league or Major League Baseball, Triple A. I guess they kind of got it with the XFL, UFL, whatever it is, merged, but not really. But they really need a developmental league.
I don't know how they do one, though.
I say you got one. I mean, you really got one in college football. But
exactly.
But the coaching is not as good as you need in the NFL.
The league won't pony up the money to do it. The owners look at the model they've got right now and the amount of money they got coming in, and why would I want to divert any of that money out of my pocket to go and – have facilities, have a coaching staff, pay players, even some small pittance that I'm going to pay them.
Yeah.
Why would I do that when I've got all this money right now that's all coming to me?
Well, then you got injuries, but I just feel like you got a better chance of developing some guys that you need to develop and guys who just, you know, especially, you know, we want the quarterbacks, this and that, but you throw these guys to the wolves and some of these guys are just not ready. And so you give them a chance to get better and develop and get some work. You know, even almost do some 7-on-7 type things just to get better at it. But you just don't have that league in the NFL, which I say that, like I said, you really do in college football. You just don't have as good as coaches, in my opinion.
I'm going to do this, though. For guys who are Cowboy fans, they can't stand the lack of success at the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
But they love the fact their franchise is the most recognizable and wealthiest in the league and probably in America.
Yes.
Maybe in the world.
Close to the world, yes, I would say that.
And if I don't know how many of the owners would say the thing you just said. We need to develop more depth of talent. We need to have – if it's going to be my money or I'm going to have to develop some more talent – so our teams can maybe all be a little bit better if somebody gets hurt, I'm keeping my money.
Well, that's the coach in me. And so
right.
I think most fans need to understand, no matter what these owners say, they all could care less about winning the Super Bowl. It is about turning a profit.
Yes.
Your Cowboy owner is the same way.
And he's very good at it.
It's about making a profit. If we win a Super Bowl, that's great. Fantastic. If you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, was like what rated like one of the lowest franchises when it comes to work
player satisfaction.
Yeah. It's like, hey man, are you going to win? Because hey, man, That's how rich people stay rich.
That's
They're not spending all their money.
They don't spend money on things they don't need. That's just it. You get some toys, but I'm not spending too much of my money on my toys. Well, there you go. All right, we're about out of time for today. What are you doing this weekend?
Besides cutting my grass, I'm going to go and go down with my family and have a little Easter egg hunt.
Tournament. That's your answer. I'm watching the tournament.
Chuck, when you're married with two kids, it's family time. I sneak in some games.
All right. We're going to get some tournament, though.
Have my phone with me.
That's it. Appreciate John Bunch, James Bramlett. You guys take care. You've been listening to Leaving the Yard here on The Fan and ESPN.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS, Texarkana.